Poisonville.
There's a Gemara in Megillah, famous Gemara. The Gemara tells us, "Mevatlin Talmud Torah lishmoy mikra Megillah." We have to mevatl Torah in order to listen to the Megillah. It's a very interesting Chazal, because many of the mitzvahs require bittul Torah, so to speak. We have to mevatl Torah to eat matzah. We have to mevatl Torah to shake a lulav and esrog to eat. But many of the mitzvahs require some extent of bittul Torah, if you want to call it that. So why is it dafka over here that Chazal tell us, as far as I know, this is the only place that we find, that Chazal tell us clearly to be mevatel Torah in order to mekayim the mitzvah mikra Megillah? What is it about the Megillah? So I want to speak Beis Hashem, just after Rosh Chodesh Adar, it's in Kedai, for us to understand exactly what's going on. If Shishon Pinkas brings a Ramban, the Ramban says that the more something is destructed, shows the more Kedusha it has inherently. The Beis HaMikdash is no longer with us. The destruction is, we can feel it. It shows how much Kedusha is there. Purim is a day, if we can utter the words, a little bit of a destructed day. It's a day of Efgeres, it's a day that people haven't got to say the Hayyim. It's everybody does whatever they want, everybody says whatever they want. It's a whole matzav. So there's obviously a lot of Kedusha that's resting within the day of Purim. So there's something very choshev which I want to bring out in Inyan of Purim, and especially our one of the halachas that we're going to see Be'ez Hashem, that everybody's going to be mekayim in Purim as well, to see how this yisoid really comes in. The Vilna Gaon is a kasha. In the beginning of the Megillah, the Vilna Gaon asks as follows. There's a famous Gemara in Cholin where the Gemara tells us and asks the question, Esther min ha-Torah minayim. Esther min ha-Torah minayim, famous Gemara, everybody knows. Asked upon him, we find the Gemara in the Makar in the Torah for it. Famous Vilna Gaon asks, why is it that there are many, many miracles, tremendous amount of nisim that took place in Tanakh, tremendous amount, that only over here Chazal are bothered of finding a makor in the Torah for Esther. Esther in the Torah, no, we don't find it anywhere else, and there are tremendous nisim in Klal Yisrael, there are tremendous nisim in Tanakh, so why dafka over here by Purim? So Vilna Gaon answers as follows. Famous Vilna Gaon. He says, there were a tremendous amount of miracles, but all of those nisim took place bizmana Beis HaMikdash kaim. When the Beis HaMikdash was with us, the Shechina was here, the Korbanos, the Avoida, the Kohanim, everything was going on. Therefore it's natural that there are nisim. Of course there are nisim. The Beis HaMikdash is here, the Shechina was with us. But the Chazal wanted to know, Esther being the first nes, the first miracle that happened after Churban HaBayis, when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, when we don't have the Shechina, we don't have the Urim V'Tumim, we don't have the Kahani, we don't have the Korbanos, we don't have it. Where do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with us? Where do we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still directing our very action of our lives? And here the Gemara says, we found the Makar. That's what, said the Vilna Gaon, the Gemara wanted to know. The Gemara was asking Dafka and Esther to see there's something special about Esther that we don't find anywhere else, and that is the yesoid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu directing our lives. And that's a very, very important thing, because if you go through the Megillah, as you know, you can see the whole picture. When you look from the outside, you look at the picture and you can see that everything that might have looked not so good, things weren't going good, all the story, you know, it builds itself up in a way. What's going on? You get upset, you get nervous, what's happening? And in the end, everything works out. And it's hidden. We don't know the Rabbeinu Shlomo's name in the whole Megillah. It's hidden. And that is the message of Purim. The petition of the Kedushas Levi was once staying in an inn. And he was thinking of traveling, he was staying in this inn. And it was at night time, it was chatzos, and as you do, tikkun chatzos, he was sitting on the floor, the tears were flowing down, and the crying was coming out of his mouth, and it was unbelievable. And the innkeeper, a pashta amoritz, a yid, a pashta amoritz, knew nothing. He hears this crying, he hears this noise coming from the room, what's going on, famous rabbi, what's happening, is everything okay? Knocks on the door, rabbi, is everything okay? So the rabbi's sitting on the floor and his tears are coming down. So what's going on? Everything okay? He says, what do you mean? Tikkun chatzos. No Beis HaMikdash. So Beis HaMikdash, what is a Beis HaMikdash? What are you talking about? So he starts explaining to him. The Beis HaMikdash was a house that the Shechina was with us. The Rabbeinu Shalom was with us. It was a tremendous opportunity. We don't have it anymore. And it's been destructed. And we don't have karbanos. And he went on and on. And this poor innkeeper started crying. And it affected him. And he started breaking down in such a way that the Bedichah of the Kedushas Levi understood that he was going to have a nervous breakdown, he was going to have a heart attack. So he says, no, you have to understand. It was for our benefit. Chazal tell us that really the Rabban Yishon was going to get rid of us, but he took it down on Itzim Vavonim, and therefore he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash as a benefit for us, that we will be able to do tshuva, and we can come back. And when you look at it in that perspective, wow, you understand it all differently. And he all of a sudden, he was smiling. And he took the Bedichim, he took the Kedusha's lady by his hand, and he started dancing around the room, B'Simcha Rabba. And the family members were like, what is going on? First we hear crying. Now we hear this laughing, and we hear the dancing. There's something going weird over here. So he's not coming in. What, everything okay? And this poor innkeeper, this, you know, Amoritz girl, is running around the room dancing, and his tears are coming down. And he says to him, don't you know the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed? With a simcha, he says it. Says the Kedushas David, the Bedichava, that's the yisod of our lives. That's the yisod of what happens in many people's situation, is things happen. Things happen that are not pleasant. Things happen that we don't understand. The whole thing is to look past the tzoros, to look past the difficulty, and see how the Rabbeinu Yishon is pulling the strings. The famous Maisa, I think I've said this over so many times, I'm sure everybody's heard it. Let's get out to hear it again. Rabbeinu Shlomo Shadron said over this Maisa of a Meshuggah, a fella that was standing in the crossroad, and he was directing the traffic, thinking that he's directing the traffic. Every single time he goes this way, the car's gone. Every time he goes stop, they stop. And he's enjoying himself. I'm directing the traffic. Little does he know, on top of him, he's got the traffic lights. And the traffic lights are going red and green. At the same time, he's saying stop and he's saying go. And we do the same thing. We think we're in control. We think that everything happens as a result of our actions without realizing who's pulling the strings. You know, there was a fellow online to see a Rebbe. It's a poor man. He came to the Rebbe because the Rebbe gave out money from time to time. So he came to the Rebbe to get some money. So he waits online, waiting there half an hour, 45 minutes, an hour and a half. After an hour and a half, he's slowly getting to the front of the line. He's all excited. The Rebbe, the door opens of the Rebbe's room. And the Rebbe sees him in the corner of his eye, sees this fellow standing there, he says, oh, fine, he's coming to get money from me, I'm all out. I have nothing to give him, I don't know what to do. So he sees at the back of the line, a very wealthy guy. He says to the governor, do me a favor, call the wealthy guy, tell him to come in first. Let him skip the line, but I need him to come in. And the wealthy guy gets called to the front, and he gives him some money, and then eventually the poor man comes in. And the poor man comes in, and he lays it into the Rebbe, a chutzpah, because he's wealthy, he gets to go in first. I've waited here for an hour and a half. How could it be? The Gabba pulls him aside and says, you don't understand. It was for your benefit. We needed to give you money. You didn't chop. It was for your benefit. We did it only for you. The story of the Megillah is exactly that. And I think that's the pshat. Chazal telling us, Mevatlin Talmud Torah Lishmaya Mikir Megillah. What's the pshat? Mevatlin it for everything. But the Maisa, we have a cloud. The Gemara Zvachim tells us, Betulahi Kiyuma, Betulahi Yisoydai, that if you Mevatl, sometimes the bittel of Torah is itself the Kiyum of Torah. That sometimes a person has to Mevatl Torah, that itself is the continuation of Torah. And if you look at the story of the Megillah, a person can get such a chizuk, he can get such inspiration from seeing how the story develops on something that's so difficult that we don't understand, and then sorry that Klal Yisrael were going through, but really the Rabbeinu Shlom was behind it, that yeah, Mevatl Torah Torah Nishma Mikra Megillah. Because at the end of the day, if a person takes it seriously, and if a person understands what the Megillah is teaching him, he'll have a whole different mahal, as Yisrael Levy once brings down, the mashal of a mother that has two children, two sons, and two young kids, and she gives them both dessert. And she gives the first one a huge plate of ice cream with sprinkles and a chocolate sauce, and you call it a huge thing. And the son is beaming when he gets it, it starts tucking in. And to the other son, she comes with a baked apple. And the son says, what, mum, you don't like me? You don't love me? You don't love me? That's what you give me? That's what you give him? You don't love me? She says, no, my dear son, we went yesterday to the doctor, and the doctor said that you have a problem with your sugar levels, you have diabetes, if you would have the sugar that your brother's having, you'd die from it. It's because I love you that I'm giving you that. And that is something that we have to realize and we have to practice when we go through life and things happen that don't exactly go the way that we plan them to go. And they don't always result in all the actions that we try to make them result in. We have to work on, and that's exactly what the Megillah is. It's to teach that you say. And there's another part as well. There's a Chazal, there's a Gemara that everybody knows, the Megillah Daf Zayin Amud Beis, where the Gemara tells us Chayiv Inish, right? It's a famous halacha, it's a famous Chazal, it's a Sifin Shulchan Aruch that everybody tries to make a mahadrin min a mahadrin. You know, I have people all the time coming with, you know, different shaylas, and they're like, Rabbi, give me a heter for this. You know, find someone that says it's a mahadrin. There's got to be someone. I have yet to find a person that came to me and said, Rabbi, give me a heter, I don't want to get drunk. Give me someone that says I don't have to get drunk, you know? Everybody wants to make a mitzvah mahadrin, min a mahadrin, to make sure the Yitzah Allah Shitas. So we know the Gemara tells us Chayv Inish. Okay, Chayv Inish. We don't know the difference between Ben Or, Omer. Okay. Then the Gemara continues with the famous Maisa. But in Rabban Rav Zeir, everybody knows the Maisa. Rabban Rav Zeir was sitting tzazaman, they were sitting together by the Purim Suda. And as we know, he got Leibetik over there, and it got exciting, and Rabba killed Rav Zeir. Does it mean literally? You look at the Marsha, you look at the Meiri, different pshatim. Poshut pshat is he killed Rav Zeir. So that's what happened the next morning. There was Tesa Mason and he lived again. Wonderful. Comes the next year, and then Rabbi comes to him and says, no, we want to show the Purim Suda. Last year was enough. I'm not taking risks again. Thank you very much. I'm not coming. Wonderful. There's a major machlokes rishonim. What's the halach on this Gemara? Comes along Rabbeinu Ephraim, and Rabbeinu Ephraim says, we obviously don't pass in Chayv Inish, because the Gemara brings a maisa of what can happen to a person when he can get drunk. Right, those who don't pass in Chayv Inish. Comes along the Rif, the Rambam, the Tor, other Rishonim, and say, no, forget. We see that the Gemara brings the maisa right after the Halacha of Chayv Inish, that shows us, yes, we do pass in that way. Obviously, a person has to be careful, but upon him, it shows us that, yeah, they took it seriously, and they do actually the maisa pass in that way, which we know is Paskin Halacha, the maisa in Shulchan Aruch. Now, there are many Shitas in the Rishonim, which is interesting just to know, who hold different Mahalchim in Chayv Inish. So, for example, there's a Maral. The Maral says that we know that the Bach also says this as well, that the gematria of Oru Hamon and Baruch Mordechai is 502, right? Some people can't even do it when they're also, but if you can't work out the difference between the calculations of the gematrias there, you are 100% Yotza, according to the Bach, according to the Maral of Chayv Inish. The Bach has another pshat, he says the order between, if you say Baruch Mordechai and then Oru Hamon, that's also your Yotza. Tosfos in Megillah famously says, you mix up the song Shoshana Yaakov, once again, there are people that are sober that also can't figure that out. They're also Yotza according to Shita's Tosfos. And then you have a very interesting Shita, the Sfas Emes, and you saw Salanta used to pass in this way. He says, Chayv Inish is not a chiv. Meaning, I got no chiv to get to Chayv Inish Abdullah Yoda. It's not a chiv. It's a betul. Meaning, once I get to Abdullah Yoda ben Orhan ben Baruch Mordechai, I'm already potter. It's not that I'm chayv to get to that stage, but I'm potter when I get there. Which means, according to the Sfas Emes, according to Rabbi Saul Salanta, there could be an inyan to drink and drink the whole day, not dafka in the Suda, just drink on Purim in order for a person to get to the stage of Adelo, oh, now he's potter. But it's not a chiyuv automatically for a person to get there. Rabbeinu Avigda Ala Torah, a Rishon, writes that the whole inyan of Chayv Inish is not for yourself, it's for other people. It's to be besimcha, to make yourself besimcha, that other people will be besimcha. That, he says, is the mitzvah. Now we have a famous Rambam that the Ramah brings to fall asleep, and the Ramah also brings a kolboy that says if you drink more than normal, that's good enough. They bring down from the Satmarov, the Zayda, the Ismach Moshe, used to say, every single Purim used to say 24 new pshatim in Chayv Inish. Every year by the Purim Suda would say 24 new pshatim, and what does it mean Chayv Inish? Lemaisa, he said, Soif Dava, Poshup Shah is the Ikah. So Avada and Avada, we try to be Yot to the Mitzvah, and of course we have the Be'aloch who brings the Chai Odom that says that a person, Lemaisa, does have to be careful, have to be Mevazalzel in a Mitzvah, if a person's going to be, you know, be Mevazalzel until it's a Daim, or Bircha Samozen, but there's something else as well. Damaging on Purim is a very interesting Shaila. The Gemara tells us in Sukkah that the Gemara says that at the end of Yom Tov of Sukkot, as an act of simcha, they used to grab the esrogim and eat them at the end of Yom Tov. Right? That's what the Gemara tells us. Tosfos says they would take other people's esrogim as an act of simcha. They would grab other people's esrogim. Aye, what's with stealing? Right? What happened to stealing? Says Tosfos, anything that's done machmas the simcha, you're potter. That's a very interesting thing. I was once sitting by a Goyen Rav Zvi Lobach Shlita and Beis Haroah, and a fellow comes in. It was right after Simchas Torah. And they, very interesting, they opened up the Sefer Torah after Yom Tov and they found that some of the osius, the letters in the Sefer Torah, had actually been rubbed out. And what happened was, there was a particular person in the shul, he was mamash a labor-dicker guy, he would take the Sefer Torah and he would hold it so tight and he would zoom around like coffers, it was an unbelievable sight. That simcha for Torah was unbelievable. But the Maisa, he was going a nezek to the Sefer Torah. There was the same shayla with a chosn Torah. And the chosn Torah, you understand, the talus is there and the people are all surrounding him and it's a whole situation. He was dripping with sweat. It was a Maisa Shaya, sitting in Brazil at the time. And the sweat was going down onto the Sefer Torah and it actually smudged some of the letters. There was a chibur between two letters, not going into Hilchos Osis right now. And therefore, there was a problem with the Sefer Torah. And that cost money to fix. Who has to pay?
So according to Tosfos, it's quite simple. Tosfos says if it's done machmas the mitzvah, if a person is oisik in a simcha of a mitzvah and he causes a damage, obviously it was ba'onis, it wasn't obviously v'dam b'dafka, you're parted from it. Comes along the Rosh on the sugya over there, and the Rosh says no. Chas v'sholim, they weren't taking somebody else's esrog, they were taking their own esrog. Now what's the halacha l'maisa? A person gets drunk. A person wants to be carrying the mitzvah, and he stands on a chair. And he's besimcha, and he's talking Torah about the chas v'sholim. He's not mezalzel in somebody else. He's not mezalzel in anybody's property. He's not mistaken by besimcha. He's getting on the chair, and the chair breaks. What's the halacha in such a case? So there is definitely a mokoyim. Ramah brings it lahalacha lemaisa for a person to be maker. There's an interesting Orach HaShulchan. The Orach HaShulchan says that the simcha that we have is not the same simcha as what they used to have in Bizman Chazal. And therefore the heterim that Chazal have given us, even our pi halacha, the Orach HaShulchan says, it's brought down in the Ramah. But the simcha that we have isn't the same simcha. But there's one question that begs to be asked, and we have to finish with this one last question, is this whole inyan of getting drunk. You know, I understand it's halachan and the lashon of chiyuv and the shulchan aruch and the gemara is a very, very strong lashon. But the mice at the end of the day, we know that getting drunk is pretty bad. I mean, the Gemara Pesachim tells us that one of the people that the Rav Lashon Kav Yochel hates is someone that gets drunk. But yet over here on Purim, we're trying to get drunk. And you know, the Chiyuv and different Pesachim, and they're showing them exactly how it works. Halach and the Maisa, the Ramah, and the Be'aloch, everyone's busy with it. But what are you getting drunk for? So the aside obviously is a tremendous, tremendous Yisoid, and again, leads us back to what we started with, of the whole Yisoid of the Megillah and the whole Yisoid of Purim in Be'etzem, is that during the year, many things happen, you know, things happen to us that maybe aren't so pleasant. I was sitting in New York about 2.5 weeks ago by somebody's house that experienced a tremendous, tremendous tragedy. And I was sitting in the house there, whatever it was, I had a shaykhus, and I was saying a few things. And one of the things I said was, you know, if you take a tapestry, you know, one of these materials, and you have this woven in, so you look at the back there, it's a mess. Everything's all over the place. You got to come somewhere. I don't understand what's going on. Turn it around, you see a beautiful picture. So it's hard to say to someone you have to know who you're dealing with, and I could talk to this person that it was okay. I said, you know, life right now, it's a mess. We don't understand it. Everything's going in different directions. What's going on? But there's a picture, and it's a beautiful picture. We just don't see it. And the Megillah is exactly that. The Megillah is the most beautiful picture. We didn't see it when it happened. Now we're looking from the outside. We see the most beautiful Megillah. We understand exactly what's going on and why it happened. That's exactly why we get drunk. When a person gets drunk, he acts in a different way. He just goes with the flow. There's no cheshbonus. When a person is sober, he makes cheshbonus based on what he thinks, based on calculations, and based on all the things that he thinks about. When a person's drunk, he doesn't make his calculations. He just goes. That's the insight. And it's meant to be the whole year that way, but obviously we can't live that way. But one day a year, take the alcohol, put it in a way, and obviously a person knows himself to act in a respectful manner, that's a double portion ad moed. But if a person knows he'll be respectful, then yeah, drinking is a wonderful, wonderful thing, and a person can accomplish an amazing accomplishment. Because when the wine goes in and you act, the Rabbi Nachbideman once said that we know you can't drink and drive, right? We know that's a terrible thing, I'll be halacha, I'll be the law. Drinking and driving is terrible. Can't drink and drive, what's the pshat? She says that after you drink, you cannot drive. What's the pshat? So he explained as follows. He said that Chazal say drink, but now you can't drive. Because when you drive, you're in the driving seat. You're making the decisions. Everything's going your way based on what you do. When you drink, don't drive. You're not in the driving seat. Realize that everything's from the Rabbi Nishalayim. Realize that everything that happens is from the Rabbi Nishalayim. Every action that we take in this world, we'll try, we'll do our Ishtadlis, and we have to do our Ishtadlis. But realize it all comes from the Rabbi Nishalayim. That's the mitzvah of the Megillah. That's what Purim is teaching us. That's why I'm a Vaklan Talmud Torah, Lishmael, Mikra, and Megillah, because the chizuk that a person can get from listening to the Megillah is a chizuk that's unparalleled and can keep him going the entire year. It's a wonderful experience.